Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Nitmas Achas Menachalos. We discussed extensively previously that on Shavuos two kvasim, two lambs, are brought with two chalos, and teaches us our Mishnah that if one of those chalos becomes tamei, Oyechem and Nestarim, as we've been learning, the Lechem upon him, and the Avoida, where the Lechem upon him is considered the Avoida of a Karbon Mincha, and one of the breads there become Tamei, Yehudah Mishneim Yetzu Lebeis Esreifa. Both of them should be burnt, even though the other one didn't get Tamei, Shein Karbon Tzibur Chalak. We can't divide the Karbon Tzibur, and if one is Tamei, the other one should be treated as well, the same way. And as the Brisk Rav points out, interesting observation, he makes the point that on a practical level, both of these breads will be burnt on the same day and the same place. Because the Rav explains as follows. He says, let's think about the situation. One of the breads, one of the chalas became tamei, one of the chalas from the lechem upon him, or one of the breads from the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos becomes Tamei. On Shabbos or Yontif itself, you can't burn them. Because the Halacha is you're not allowed to burn Kachim that apostle on Shabbos and Yontif. Matzah Shabbos, you can't burn them. Or Matzah Yontif, you can't burn them because you're not supposed to burn them at night. So even though the bread that became Tamei should be burnt as soon as possible means the next morning. The bread that isn't actually Tamei, the Halacha is, requires Ibatsura. Because something that isn't inherently tamei, we always learn we should wait for the next day. But here, because of all the different rules that apply in Masechta Menachos, on the practical purpose, they're going to get burnt the same day. Point the Brisk Rav makes. Another question that actually the Rishonim discuss is that our Mishnah says that if one of the storim, to use the words of the Mishnah, by the lechem panim get tamei, then we have the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Yehuda says they're all treated as tamei. And the Chacham say only what's Tamei is Tamei. So Rabbi Huda's opinion is very easy to understand. He considers that the Halacha looks at all 12 breads as their Tamei. But the question is how to understand the opinion of the Rabbonim. There are two opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion in the Rishonim have the Rabbonim agreeing that if you have the two rows of six loaves in each row of the Shulchan, that the Rabbonim agree that if one loaf in one of the rows gets tamei, all of the loaves in that row will be considered tamei, even according to the Rabbanan. It's only that the other row, they will consider not affected. Whereas other Rishonim say that no, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that what's tamei is tamei, and what's not tamei is not tamei, and only, therefore only that specific loaf is not tamei, nothing else, even in that row, will be considered tamei. What's tamei is tamei v'tar yoichel. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we need to speak about a concept that we've learned about previously, particularly in Masechta Zvachim. There's a concept called Ritzui Tzitz. Ritzui Tzitz means that the tzitz has the ability to be metaher, to allow you to be makriv a carbon that's tamei. A few words of introduction regarding that concept. Number one, it's only b'shoigig, not b'mezid. Somebody made something tamei b'mezid. He can't rely on the Tumah. Furthermore, it seems that is the opinion of most Rishonim. You can't rely on Ritzui Tzitz up front. If you brought something that was Tameh, you could rely on the Tzitz will allow that to be effective. Thirdly, Ritzui Tzitz only allows you to bring the carbon. But Ritzui Tzitz will not allow you to eat a carbon that's Tameh. And lastly, as far as our introduction at least is concerned, is Ritzui Tzitz will only be effective if the carbon becomes Tamei, or a component of the carbon becomes Tamei. But let's say the Kayin is Tamei, there we can't rely on Ritzui Tzitz. So begins the Gemara. Am Reb Elazar, Machlaikas Lefnei Zrika. The Machlaikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and our Mishnah, that if one bread becomes Tamei, does it affect everything else, is only prior to the Zrika. Aval Ach Zrika, if the Tumah only happens after the Zrika, says Rabbi Elazar, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Divrei Hakol Hatame betumasai. What's tame is tame, vatar yachal. And what's tar is fine. Ask the Gemara. Now that Rabbi Lazar has sort of qualified that the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is lifnei zrika, ask the Gemara b'may pligi. What is the basis of the machlokes? Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa betzitz miratza mechilas kamiflgi. Can the tzitz, as I said a minute ago, which has the ability that if something is tamei, put on the mizbeach, the tzitz still makes that carbon should be considered a valid carbon? Will the tzitz have the ability to do so, not just for something that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, but even for something that's supposed to be eaten? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold, that the power of the tzitz, and this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is very great. And therefore, it's miratzal achilas. So even though the food became tamei, doesn't make a difference. The tzitz makes it be considered as if it wasn't tamei. And since it makes it considered as if it isn't tamei, so I have here the chalas in front of me, and since I have the chalas in front of me, I could go ahead with doing the avoida on the animals. But as I said a moment ago, the Rabbanu will agree that you can't eat the chala, because that the tzitz doesn't accomplish. But it allows you to continue doing the avoida with the animals. Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds, ain't a tzitz miratzal achilas. The tzitz only works for something that belongs on the mizbeach. It doesn't work for something that belongs for you to eat, the lechem, the challah. And therefore, since it doesn't have that ability, you're faced with a situation that the challah, given that it's tamei, is not here. And if you don't have a challah, you can't do the avoida with the animal. Taisus asks a question, why do we have to be working with the concept of ritzui tzitz? Why can't we work with a different concept, which the Gemara actually is going to refer to soon, tumah hotra betzibur? We're talking about kabana tzibur. The shulchan, the lechem upon him, is a carbon tzibur. The kvasim, the shtei lechem and shvuas, a carbon tzibur. So why don't we work with the concept of tumah hotra betzibur instead of the concept of ritzui tzitz? So the Brisker Rav explains Taisus Teretz as follows. He says that the concept of ritzui tzitz is a much stronger concept than tumah hotra betzibur. Because what does ritzui tzitz say, and what does tumah hotra betzibur say? Tumah hotra betzibur says that you have tumah here. Just what? That given the circumstances, you can go ahead with the avoida. Ritzui tzitz says that we ignore the tumah. It's as if the tumah doesn't exist. So that's why the Gemara preferred to work with the concept of ritzui tzitz, the tumah hotra betzibur. Ask the Gemara. So the truth is, as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara should have asked the question immediately. And the Gemara will ask the question. If the Pshat in our Mishnah is based on Ritzui Tzitz, so what did the Mishnah speak about in Karban Tzibur Cholik? It has nothing to do with that. And the Gemara actually is going to get to that question. But the Gemara wants us to work till we get to that question. Amalei Rav Huna Berei, Rav Nosson, Rav Papa. Let's think about it, he asks. V'oilin. We're having a discussion here. If food, if the part of the carbon that's eaten, the chalas, the tzitz works for, the part of the carbon that goes on the mizbeach, there is no debate, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, that the tzitz works for. The tzitz miratzal la'olam, that what belongs in the mizbeach, the tzitz is effective for. And yet, says the Gemara, upligi, we find the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Tanya, and again, I emphasize that I'm learning the Gemara as Rashi learns the Gemara. Nitma echad abezichin. One of the two spoons becomes tamei. The two spoons of levoina that have to be burnt. The two spoons that are on top of the shulchan that have to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda mishneim yaseh betumah. We should, since it's a carbon, tzibur, that we have to burn, and we have ritzui tzitz. So not only says Rabbi Yehuda, is the spoon that became tamei allowed to be burnt, but the way Rashi learns, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us, we could take the other spoon and be metamit and burn it on the Mizbeach. But, ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda's whole basis is based on Ritzui Tzitz, so how could I go and expand it and make even something that's not Tamei, Tamei? Ritzui Tzitz, as we kept on saying in our introductory remarks, is a B'dievet situation. We can't rely on Ritzui Tzitz to go make something Tamei and then rely on Ritzui Tzitz. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that even the spoon that isn't tamei, I'm allowed to be metama? Again, for oilin, the tzitz meratz al oilin. Everybody agrees that what belongs in the mizbeach, we do have the concept of ritzitzitz. Upligi, and yet we have a machloikas. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, nitma echemen bezichin, if one of the spoons becomes tameh, Yehuda mishneim yas betoma. We could be metama, even the spoon that's not tameh, till now, fishen kibben tzer b'cholik. V'chom oimrim, hatameh betumasoi, v'tar betumarasoi. Keep everything status quo. Therefore, according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is, if it's all based, if Rabbi Yehuda's entire opinion is based on Ritzu Tzitz, how can we take it so far? Tosfos says that the question of the Gemara is not based on Rabbi Yehuda's side, it's on the Chacham side. If the Chacham say they're so lenient, so why don't they allow us to be Matama, even the one that's not Tameh? But again, we're going to learn with Rashi. That's one question. Next question, says the Gemara. Voy, Amar Vashi, Toshma. We all know the sugya Masechet Pesachim, that if most of the tzibur is tamei, even though Karban Pesach should not be brought betuma, if most of the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach betuma. Tuma hutra betzibur, the famous sugya Masechet Pesachim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what will be the halacha if you have just one shevet, but most of that shevet is tamei? So Rabbi Yehuda takes a very lenient position. I feel a shevet achatami. There's this one shevet that's mostly tamei. The kvala shvatim tahirim. And all the other shvatim are tahar. Still, they're allowed to bring that carbon pesach betumah. Yas betumah. Lefishen carbon tzibur chalak. So what do we find here? The Rabbi Yehuda is taking the same concept that he spoke about in our Mishnah. These three words. Ein carbon tzibur chalak. Four words. And applying it to that case. Now in that case, there's no Ritzu Tzitz. Why? Because what did I say in my introductory remarks? Where do we apply Ritzu Tzitz? When a carbon becomes Tamei. But Ritzu Tzitz has nothing to do when people are Tamei. What is the case in Masechet Pesachim? The people of the Shevet become Tamei. So if the whole pshat of Ein Carbon Tzibur Cholik is based on Ritzu Tzitz, how does Rabbi Yehuda apply it to that case? Let's read the words again. Even if just one shevet, most of one shevet of Klai Yisrael is tamei, the kol shvatim tarim and all the other shvatim atar, yas v'tumah. They're allowed to bring that carbon pesach v'tumah. Because he uses the same words that he used in our Mishnah, lefish ein carbon tzibur cholik. Ask the Gemara, if we're talking about people being tamei, v'chamay tzitz meretza ikka. How do we use tzitzi tzitz when people are tamei? If that's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's words, ein carbon tzibur cholik. And finally, the question that we mentioned, right? Hamaravina, Tashma nitma achas menachalas, ayachem nesdarim, Rabbi Yehuda mishneim yetzlo beis asreifa, lefish ein karmen tzibur cholik. V'chom marmim, hatamei b'tumasei v'tar yachal. Ask the Gemara, this is the question that we refer to. Vim isa, if the basis of Rabbi Yehuda opinion, the Chachamim's opinion, is based on Ritzu Tzitz, so he should have said that. He's missing the point. So because of all of these questions, El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda differently. Rabbi Yehuda had a Messiah, Shein Kabat Tzibachalak. You can't have part Tameh, part Tahar. And even what's Tahar is considered Tameh if its counterpart became Tameh. The only thing that's left to be said is Machlokes Rishonim. We began the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar differentiated according to Rabbi Yehuda when the one chal became tamei, lifnei zriko l'achas zriko. And that's when we went off to the path that was based on Ritzu Tzitz. But now that the Gemara has abandoned that approach, the Gemara is just saying that it's, so to speak, a gzeres akasif. So is Rabbi Elazar's point now also abandoned? And it makes no difference, it's lifnei zriko l'achas zriko. That's the opinion of some Rishonim. But according to Yehuda, if one chal is tamei, it automatically affects the other challah. Or, even though the longest that the Gemara began with is no longer relevant, Rabbi Elazar's din remains. And Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah is only lifnei zrika, v'lach zrika he'll concede to the Rabbanan. Machlekes Rishonim, how to learn. Says the Mishnah, we know that a person, under certain circumstances, has to bring a karmen taida. The karmen taida is an animal. And with the animal, as we've mentioned many times, 40 loaves are brought, 10 times 4. Four different types, 10 of each. And from each group of 10, one is given to the Kohanim, the other 9 are eaten by the owner. Says the Mishnah, Toidim Fagelis is a lechem. If somebody has a machsheves pigel by the toida, not only will the animal become tamei, but also the bread that's brought along with it. However, v'alechem enim fagel for toida, and the Mishnah explains itself. Keitzad, shachras a toida, lechem emen elamachar, the son does the shechita with the intent that it should be eaten chutz l'zmanoi, because a carbon toida is eaten l'yoyim v'layla, so he had the intent to eat it tomorrow. Not only is the carbon toida pigel, hiva lechem, even the bread that comes along becomes pigel. On the other hand, lechem and alechem lamacher, if his machshava was on the lechem, then halacha will be that the alechem mefugel, the lechem becomes pigel, however, toida and mefugel is. What is the zman? As I just said, what is the time frame of a carbon toida? Yoyim v'layla. And as we've mentioned previously, even though a carbon toida is a form of carbon shlomim, and a carbon shlomim normally is echel shnei yom v'layla echad, a carbon toida is nechel yoyim v'layla, and any machshava for past yoyim v'layla will be pigel. Why is a carbon toida treated differently than all other carbon shlomim? I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because what's a carbon toida brought for? A person is thanking Hashem for the good fortune that he experienced. We want him to invite as many people to participate with him. So if he has this animal, a lot of meat, and he has all these loaves that he has to eat, and he has a very short window that he has to eat it up by, it's more likely that he'll have many people participate with him. But then I saw a beautiful verse from the Imri Emes explaining why. He says that what is a carbon toida? As I just said, thanksgiving to Hashem. We say every day to Hashem, Moedim anach b'loch, anisecha shebechol yoyim. Every day we experience nisim. So I can't bring it tomorrow, today's karma toida, because tomorrow I already have new reason to thank Hashem. So that's why karma toida is only one day. Similarly, says the Mishnah, the kvasim that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, on Shavuos, you brought two animals, and with those two animals you brought shtei alechem, says the Mishnah the same din, and actually the Gemara will explain why we need the same din said twice. Hakvasim afagalam es alechem, v'alechem enim afagalas. Enu mefagel as a kvasim. Again, explains itself the Mishnah. Hashaychet as a kvasim. If somebody shechted the kvasim with the intent, lechem and lemacher, then the halacha will be heim v'alechem ufagolim. On the other hand, lechel as a lechem lemacher, his intent was to eat the bread tomorrow, then the halacha will be halechem ufagol v'kvasim enu mefagolim. Interesting question that I saw the Mefarshim ask. We mentioned the other day, machlaikus rishonim, what is the zman by which the lechem? No, it's not relevant here. We'll say it then. My tama. So ask the Gemara, what is the basis for the psak of our Mishnah? Ilay Mishnah Rav Kahana. Perhaps you suggest, because it's what Rav Kahana said. Domer Rav Kahana. Menayin lelach me toida shnikru toida. How do we know that the lechem that's brought with the toida is also considered toida? Shnemar. The pasuk says, v'hikriv al zevach toida chalas. And as the Torah Tumim explains very nicely, he says as follows. This is the pasuk that teaches us that with the carbon toida you have to bring along loaves of bread. But if that's the purpose of the pasuk, so the pasuk should have said, v'hikriv al v'hikriv chalas. Why does the Torah have to add zevach toida into that pasuk? The purpose of the pasuk teaches about the chalas and about the carbon. It teaches that the chalas are called the carbon. V'hikriv al zevach toida chalas. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why isn't the halacha that if you had a machsheves pigel on the lechem, it should affect the carbon? Answers the Gemara, halay kasha. Lechem ikri toida. The lechem is called toida, and therefore when you had a machsheves pigel on the toida, it includes the lechem. But toida, ikri lechem. When you have a machsheves pigel on the lechem, the toida is not automatically included. Ask the Gemara, the question that comes up is as follows. Although the Rashba says, that means that let's say somebody will not have the machshav on the lechem, he'll think the word toida. The word toida incorporates both, and therefore both will be pigel. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the basis of the resha, let's learn the sefer. Oh, tani, what did the sefer say? Hakvas mefagel mes alechem. V'alechem ein mefagel as hakvasim. Ask the Gemara, lechem hecha ashkecha deke kvasim. Where do we see that the lechem that's brought, the shtei lechem that's brought with the kvasim is considered, is called kvasim, that when you, that the halacha should be that when you have a machsheves pigel on the kvasim, it should apply to the lechem. And therefore, because of this question, the Gemara retreats and gives a whole different explanation to our Mishnah. Elahayna Tama, Lechem Glal Toida. The Lechem, the Toida is the primary carbon, but the Lechem comes along. So it's a situation of primary and secondary. The Toida is the primary, the Lechem is the secondary. Vein Toida Glal Lechem. Lechem Glal Kvasim. Vein Kvasim Glal the Lechem. Even though the Rishonim ask that we're going to learn that the main carbon is really the Shtei Alechem, so how could the Gemara say that the Kvasim is primary and the Lechem is secondary? Answer the Rishonim that even if we'll say that the Lechem is the primary part of the carbon, the Lechem doesn't get Kedushas Lechem until the Kvasim are brought. And therefore the Kvasim are considered primary and the Lechem is considered secondary. Now ask the Gemara the question that I alluded to in the Mishnah. So if they're both working with the same lomdus, why did the Mishnah have to speak about both cases? Betrichi. Dishmin and Taida, had we only spoken about the Taida, Hasam, there we would say the Allah is, the kimafagla belechem. If somebody had a machshavas pigle on the lechem, loy mafagla Taida. The Taida doesn't become pigle. Mishum de loy husk guzel zebetnufa. They're never joined together. Aval, kvasim, the husk zul zebetnufa. The Allah is that when they do the tnufa on the kvasim, together with them, they have to do the tnufa on the lechem as well at the same time. So we consider them perhaps one unit. Eimek mefaga belechem. So if you do pigle on the lechem, lifkli nami kvasim, the kvasim should also become pigle because the fact that they do the tnufa together should make it that it should be considered one unit. Tells us the Mishnah they're not considered one unit. The machshava on the kvasim affects the lechem, but not vice versa. Before we go further, so now ask the Rishonim, so why doesn't the Mishnah teach us the halacha by the kvasim and the shtei alechem? That if the kvasim and the shtei alechem are so very connected that the tenufa has to be done together, yet the machshava and the kvasim affects the lechem, but the machshava and the lechem doesn't affect the kvasim, then certainly by the toida, where the tenufa is not done together, certainly a machshava on the toida, the lechem shouldn't affect the taida. To which the Rishonim answer, there's a chiddush. Because since the tenuf is not done together, I would say perhaps, not only is a machshava on the lechem not going to affect the taida, but maybe even a machshava on the taida shouldn't affect the lechem. Since we see they're totally separated. Kamash Malan, that even though the tenuf is not done together, still a machshava on the taida will affect the lechem. And that is another question. Open up a Rambam and see how the Rambam describes the avoid of the tnufa of the carbon taida. And you'll see that the Rambam says that the tnufa of the animal is done, of the behemoth is done together with the lechem. So how do we understand our Gemara? So I saw two terutzim in the Achronim, how to understand. The Mechs of Ram says a simple terutz. He says, yes, the tnufa of the lechem of the taida is done together with the animal. But as I said earlier, how many breads are brought and how many breads tenufa is done? 40 breads are brought, but only 4 have tenufa. That's what the Gemara means. Most of your breads don't have any tenufa. That's how he answers. The Brisker Rav, it's a very lumdish teretz, says as follows. He says, you have to look at the tenufa of the kvasim and the shtei alechem and the tenufa of the carbon taida and the lachme taida very differently. He says, even though on a practical sense, they're both done the exact same way, but the basis is a very different basis. The basis by the kvasim and the shtei alechem is that the Torah says there should be one tenufa. The Torah says there should be one tenufa. How is that one tenufa? Bring the kvasim and the shtei alechem and do tenufa. But the toid and the lechem, the Torah doesn't say there's one chiv tenufa. The Torah says there are two separate chiyuvei tenufa. There's one chiv tenufa on the toid. There's another chiv tenufa on the lechem, which is what the Gemara means. Just how do we accomplish these two separate obligations? By putting them together. But the obligation originates from two separate chiyuvim versus originating from one chiv. Says the Gemara, Bamine Rav Elazar Merav, Hashoichen es ha-toida, if somebody shechs the karm toida, lechel kezayis mimenu melach melamachar, with the intent to eat a kezayis which will be a half a kezayis of the meat and half kezayis of the lechem tomorrow. Malef guli. Will there be pigle here? And the Gemara drills down. Tadalami Baili. There's no question that the animal is not going to become carb-pigal. Hashta. Kula malachma loy mufagla. As we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody had a machsheves pigal on the lechem, it would not affect the animal. Memena malachma boyim. And as Tosfos explains, whenever you have to rely on tsiruf, combining two different foods, it's a weaker situation. So if the lechem alone doesn't have the ability to be mufagal the carbon, the lechem and the meat together certainly don't have the ability. Ki kama boyli, what is his question? Lefkuli lechem. Will the lechem become pigal? Meat sarfatoy de lefkuli lechem. Can we use the meat to have effect on the lechem? Oiloi. Or, and again I'm going to use the same approach that Taisha says, that whenever we're in a tsiruf mode, we're in a weaker mode. Amalei, to which he responds, af bezeh lechem afugal. Yes, the lechem will become pigal. But the toida, and it will. So now what's he saying? If somebody had a machsheves pigal, half a kazayis of lechem pigal, half a kazayis of meat pigal, the lechem at least will be pigal. Vamai, ask the Gemara, why are you so quick to say this? Why don't we say the following kavachoymer? Uma hamafagal, ein misbagal. If the thing which is the stronger of the two, which is the stronger of the two? The meat. Why is it the stronger of the two? Because it, as we learned in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, does normally have the ability to make the lechem pigal. Doesn't have the ability in this situation, habal apagav loy pigal, the bread that doesn't have that ability. Because as we've been learning, the bread doesn't have the ability to make the carbon pigal in a din shloys pagal. Ask the Gemara, umi amrinan kavachoymer kagavna, is this a legitimate kavachoymer? Vatanya. Maisa be'echad, shizora kamer shalchaveir smada. I had a grapevine in my backyard. And somebody came along and brought into my field, without my permission, a seed and made klayim. Some rishonim say the fact that the Mishnah says there was a smadar, it was a young grapevine, just that's because the story was a young grapevine. Tosfos says no, it was specifically a young grapevine, where since it's still growing, your seed that's put next to my tree will have an effect on it. My tree is completely grown, it would maybe not be relevant because your seed didn't do anything to my tree. So what's the issue here? Let's think about this issue. The issue here is that there's a concept of ein adam oisa davar shenei shelo. You don't have the ability to make something that's mine also. So I didn't ask you, I didn't want you to put the seed here, and you put it here, and the question is, will my tree now become also my grape tree? Vosses is right. So what did Chazal say? Your seeds that you had no right to do here, and you put deliberately here, tak to become also because of klayim, given that they grew the right shear. V'tiras ha'gefanim. But my tree remains mutter. But ask the Gemara if the kavachoymer that we learned on Amud Aleph is correct. V'amei, lema kavachoymerhu. Why don't we say the following kavachoymer? Oma oiser. And as the Rishonim explained, interesting point. Whenever we have a situation of a mixture, a grape tree, a grapevine, together with a different seed, who is the oiser? The oiser is the grape tree. Why? Because let's look at the words of the Torah. The Torah says, like sizra karmucha klayim. So we see, who's the main actor here? The karmucha, the grapevine. Umaha oiser, if we're saying that the grapevine doesn't become oiser, habal oiser, so then the seeds, who are secondary, v'loy oiser, and they didn't have the ability to make my grapevine oiser, ein adin shloys oiser, if your kavachoyim is right, that you said by the bread and the meat, says the Gemara, it's not a compelling argument at all. Because hachi hashta, you can't compare the two situations. Hasam, actually over there, kamvas for lof asur Torah. The only time that the Torah said that something is asur medaraisa, are only by kamvas for lof. Rishonim have a very hard time with this Gemara. Because the Rishonim say, does that mean the kamvas for lof with different types of beans are asur, and chita, all the grains, is only the rabbanon? So many Rishonim say that can't be pshat in the Gemara. And they say that the Gemara means, of course, the meat grains are always asur. We're talking about outside of the grains, what is asur medaraisa. Others say, a chiddush, but it's Rishonim, not me, that say as follows. The grains to be asur medaraisa has to be bapoilus yad, that you have grape seeds and grain together, and that's how you plant it. Kamvas v'luf, you don't have to have in one hand. Even if you have, as Gemara speaks about, we have an existing tree and just breeding seeds, that will be also the raisa. But where? Only by kamvas v'luf. Shazroim, but all other seeds, midrabanan hu alasiri, are only also midrabanan. So hide the avri surah. So we're only talking here about a drabanan digga situation, not a derais digga situation by that case. And therefore, drabanan, who are the ones that make the isser, say hide the avri surah, the one that actually did the isser, katsurabanan. Drabanan say, your seeds will become osur. Hide the law of the surah, the one that didn't do isser, like katsurabanan. A fascinating tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak, connected to this Gemara. There's a question, what does the word kanvus mean? What, just taich. What is the taich of the word kanvus? Some say the kanvus means it's a type of a bean. And others say kanvus means cotton seeds. Where is this relevant? Because our Gemara is clearly teaching us that kanvus is considered a bean that would have klaim deraisa. We know that Ashkenazic Jews have a minig not to eat kidneys on Pesach. Whether because it can be made into flour, it's similar to flour, whether because grain typically grew with beans, but that's our minig, not to eat kidneys. If the taich of kanvas in our Gemara is cotton and cotton seed, many people on Pesach use cotton seed oil. But if you're an Ashkenazic Jew, you don't use beans on Pesach, you don't use kidneys on Pesach, how could you use cottonseed oil? And because of that, he has a real issue about using cottonseed oil on Pesach. However, before I get any phone calls, Rav Moshe and Digris Moshe and the Klaus Magreb and Charles Chuvis de Vriatsev both are makel, and they both hold for sure cottonseed oil may be used on Pesach. First of all, it's not clear that kamvas means cottonseed. And furthermore, the Klaus Magrebe says in the tshuva there that the whole isser of kidneys is only a minig, and certainly where it was changed from kidneys into oil, that's not where the minig was said, and cottonseed oil is mutl chathila. Ikka demasin lo, akvasim. Others have this discussion that we just learned. The Gemara is almost a repetition, but not on the case of the lechem and the toida, but in the case of the kvasim of the shtei lechem. And let's learn the Gemara. Bamanei Rav Elazar Merav. Hashoichet as a kvasim. As somebody shechs kvasim. Lechel menu kazayis menu malachman. With a machshavas and a kazayis combined of a half kazayis of meat and half kazayis of lechem. Mahu, lafguli. What will be the halach? Is there any pigle here? And the Gemara again goes further. Kvasim, regarding the animal, loikum and boiloi, there is no question. Because, says the Gemara, hash to kulam milechem lo mefagmi, if we didn't have a tzir of situation, we didn't have a combination situation, there wouldn't be pigle. Henim milachmi miboy, is there any question where we have a tzir of combination situation, which is always weaker? Kikum and boiloi, what is the question? Lefkuli lechem, regarding the bread. And the question is, do we combine the kvasim that make at least the lechem pigel? Oiloi. Amalei, to which he responded, and again, this is a repetition, apazu, the aloch will be, halechem mefugel, the lechem will be pigel, however, the kvasim ain't mefugolim. Ask the Gemara, vamai, why don't we say the following kavachomer, oma mefagel, if the meat, the kvasim, which is the stronger of the two, as we learned in the Mishnah, ain't mefagel, doesn't become pigel, so habal lefagel, the lechem, the shtei lechem, which are the weaker of two, v'loy pigel, because it doesn't have the ability to make the meat pigel, and it didn't shloy spagel. Ask the Gemara again, umi amrini kal v'choymer kai gavna, is this a legitimate kal v'choymer? V'tanya, ma'is v'echot shazor karmish l'chaver smada, and again, and Chazal said that the zroyim became osir, but not the grapevine. Ask the Gemara if the Kavachoymer is legitimate. Why don't we make the following Kavachoymer? V'amai lema Kavachoymer. Ma oisa en a neser. If the grape tree, which is the stronger of the two, doesn't become Osir. Habala Esavalai Osir, then the Zera, which is the weaker of the two, Shloyis Asir, if this Kavachoyim is correct, to which the Gemara responds, Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the two situations. Hasam, because there, only Kanvas Lof Asir Torah. Shazroim, all other seeds, Midrabanan Hurasira, only Asir Midrabanan. Haida Ovid Asura, only one that did the Isser, Katsura Banan. The lawyer of it is Surah, the Kai, the person who had the grape tree, didn't do any Isser, like in Surah Bonan. Aval Hacha, but in the case of the Kvasim, the Shtei Alachem, perhaps the Kavachoyim stands. Says the Gemara, Man the Masn La Taida, the one that said this Kavachoyim about a Taida, will certainly say this Kavachoyim about a Kvasim. However, says the Gemara, Man the Masn La Kvasim, the one that said the Kavachoyim on the Kvasim, will not necessarily say the Kavachomer by the Lechem the Taida. Why? For the same reason that we learned on Amud Aleph. Kvasim are more connected to the Lechem than Taida is connected to the Lechem. Why? Kvasim, who are the Huska Zula Zula Tanufa, where the Torah mandates that they both be done the Tanufa together, that's where one has the effect on the other. Ava Taida, when we speak about the Taida, the Lai Huska Zula Tanufa, that aren't required to do the tenufa together, there the effect of the lechem, the connection between the lechem and the taida is so much weaker, and therefore if you had a machshava of a half a size of the keves, and half of the half size of the taida, and half size of the lechem, it will not affect, and not even make the lechem pegel. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Zutta Ba'alei Hachi, Rabbi Abba Zutta asked the question the following way, Ba'amenei Rabbi Lez Milav, Hashaychas a keves. If somebody does shechit on the keves, lechel kazayis michaveri lemacher. You have one keves, you have two kvasim. And when he shechted one keves, he had in mind the other keves. Chave, mal. Chaveroi keves mashma. Who did he think about when he said the word chaveroi? Did he mean the other keves, v'loi mefagel, and it won't become pigel? Because as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, tomorrow, one keves cannot make the other keves pigel. Oidilma, or maybe what he meant, lechem mashma. He meant the lechem. And there, the keves does make the lechem pigel. Amalei, to which he responded, tinisua, shachet echem in a kvasim. If somebody says the one a kvasim, lechem mena lemachar, who pigel? He becomes pigel, the chaveri kosher. However, lechem mechaveroi, the macher, if he thought about lechem chaveroi, shneim ksherim. Ama, so we see when he uses the word chaveroi, he doesn't mean the lechem, he means the other keves. Says the Gemara, it's not a compelling proof. Because where does the Mishnah say that when he thought about chaveroi, it means the other keves, and therefore it's not pigel? Because he said the word chaveroi keves. But if he used the word chaveroi itself, everybody will agree, we're not sure what this chaveri means still. Does it mean the lechem? And that lechem will become pigel? Does it mean the keves? Interesting point, discussion. Well, we've been discussing about pigel, we always quote the Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam. Is pigel just thought, or is pigel articulated? From here it's a raya that it's articulated. Because if it's taught, we should ask him, what do you think? What do you mean? So they say that it's not dafka raya for two reasons. Because even the mandama that says that it can become pigel through thinking agrees that it also becomes pigel through saying. So here we're talking about a case where he said. Another pshat that they suggest to defend the Rambam is that he used the words hu v'chaveroi, and whatever chaveroi, how do we define chaveroi? How Chazal defined chaveroi. And now we're not quite sure how to define chaveroi. Doesn't mean the other animal, doesn't mean the bread. Says the Mishnah, Zevach Mephagalas and the Sochim, Mishakach Bekli Divrei Meya. That we know that with the Karbonis, the Sochim are brought along. So Meya says, as soon as the Sochim are put into the Keli, if the Karbon becomes Pigel, so too do the Sochim become Pigel. The Nesachim, however, the Nesachim don't have the ability to be Mephagalas the Zevach. Keitzad, Hashachar as a Zevach Lechel Menel Lamachar, Huv and the Sochim of Fugolim. However, lahak of nesachim lemacher, you had a machshavas pigel on the nesachim, and the nesachim mufugolim hazavach enim mufugol. Machloikus, how much? What is the shear by nesachim to become pigel? Some say it's a kazayis, like by everything else. And others say that no. Since there are minimal amounts that the Torah prescribes, how much wine you have to bring and how much flour you have to bring, anything less than that won't be pickle. If you have a machshava on anything less than that, it won't be pickle. Tanabon. Nischa behema. The nesachim that come along with the carbon behema. Chayavon on mishum pickle. If you had a machshava on the behema, they too become pigel. Neshe zevach matir mekarev. The zevach makes the sochem kosher to be brought in mizbeach, and therefore they're connected. Amol l'rameya, how could you say they're so connected? V'aloi adam mevi zivcha hayoyim. The halacha is somebody could bring the zevach today. The soch v'aray yudjomim, you could bring them 10 days later. Amol lehen, afani lo yamati, I also said my halacha el b'boinim hazevach, that they came along with the carbon. But indeed, if it's a situation where a person didn't have intention to bring them today, even Ramey will agree that if the carbon becomes pigle, it has no effect on the Nesachim. But ask the Gemara, Amalei, isn't there always the ability, you could change it to a different carbon, to which Rav responds, Kutsava Rameya, hook for the shechita kalach neitayda, and once you did the shechita with the intention of bringing this as the nesachim, they can no longer be changed. Two very beautiful things to discuss. One is machlokes rishonim. Here the Gemara teaches us, and we'll learn this concept again, that a person can bring karma today and the nesachim 10 days later. Is that lechatchila? Is that b'dievet? What is the case? So there's three opinions in the rishonim. One opinion, which is Rashi's opinion, it's only b'dievet. Lechatchila, you should bring the nesachim together with the carbon. The Rambam says, no, you could delay the two. The Taisvis distinguishes between carbon tzibur and carbon yachid. I think I've quoted Taisvis previously. Why? Because the halacha is that a carbon yachid shira is never said. By carbon tzibur, shira is said by the Leviyim. But you need to have two conditions met. It has to be carbon tzibur, and you also have to bring the sochem, you have to have wine. Because ein oimrim shira el hayayin. So by a carbon tzibur, we want you to say shira, make sure to bring the nesachim along, so you could say the shira. By carbon yachid, where you won't be saying shira anyway, you could delay it. But then there's a beautiful vart that I want to repeat here. It goes mamish to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses what a person is supposed to do. He quotes a tosefta, what's a person supposed to do when he wakes up in the morning. And it says, yikra krishma, he should say krishma, and besides saying Krishma, the Shulchan Aruch says he should put on tefillin and the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody does so, it's like bringing a carbon without Nesachim. So there are two questions understood. One question is that the Gemara Masechet the Brachos says that you're supposed to say Krishma wearing tefillin. So how does the Shulchan Aruch say Krishma and then put on your tefillin? The Gemara says somebody says Krishma without wearing tefillin, kilu made eidu sheker. One question. Then there's another question. What is the comparison that the Gemara says that somebody who doesn't do this way is like he's brought a carbon without nesachim? What's the connection between Krishma and tefillin, what we do in every morning, to carbon and nesachim? So Mefarshim explained that Shulchan Aruch is answering the first question. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's dominic by many people, especially those that get up a little late, that they say Krishna before they put on tefillin. Ida Gemara says that you're supposed to wear tefillin when you say Krishna, to which the Gemara itself answers that our Gemara teaches us that if you have an intention to do something, it's good enough. And therefore, even though you brought the carbon today, but your intention is to bring them the Sachem in 10 days, as long as you intend to bring them in 10 days, it's good enough. Teaches us the Shulchan Aruch the same. You're saying Krishna without the tefillin, but you intend to put on tefillin, that's good enough. And therefore your Krishma is considered l'chatchila, even if you're not wearing tefillin, as long as it is your intention to put on tefillin. Tanah Rabbanan, similar Gemara, loik shemesh l'metzayra, the loik shemesh that's brought by Metzayra, chayav l'mpigal, neshadam osher matir l'behoinus. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, you can't put the oil on the Metzayra until you put the dam osher, divrei meyah. Ask the Gemara again, V'loi, isn't that Amalei L'Rameh, V'loi Adam Mevi Hashem Hayoyim, V'loi V'mikan V'adjum Yom. So why do you connect them? Amalei, to which Rameh responds, Af Ani Loi Mati, I'm referring to a situation Indeed, we're talking about with somebody, you don't have to, but if somebody brought the Lashem together with the Ashram, there the halacha will be that the Ashram, a machshavas pickle on the Ashram, will affect the oil. Amalei, efshel l'shnois l'ashram acher. Can't you always change your mind about the oil? Amarav, k'sav rameya. Once you bring the Ashram with the intention to use this oil, you cannot change what you want to do with the oil. There's an interesting discussion in Tosfos when you have a right to change your mind and when you don't have a right to change the mind. And Tosfos says a carbon tzibur bezdin could change, but a carbon yochid, it's your carbon and you don't have the ability, by your own thing you have a right, bezdin can't decide how your thing should be used. Which is an interesting question. The question is, let's say somebody donates something to a shul, and the shul no longer uses it, does the shul have a right to choose it for, to use it for something else, if we don't say lay bez the mast on something that doesn't belong to the tzibur?